Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos, calling from Georgia Independent Surveys. How are you doing today?
Calling from who?
Calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys, ma'am. I'm conducting the volunteer opinion survey today. Am I helping
you
out today?
What's the survey in reference to?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, ma'am. But it's not going to take that long.
Go ahead with the question.
Okay, ma'am, I just need you. I should need your date. Excuse me, your year of birth.
I don't feel comfortable giving my information.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so what is your race, ma'am?
African American.
Thank you. In politics today, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Not strong? Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Next are some questions about you think things are going in your community and the country, okay? So, So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, okay, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat unsatisfied.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? As you would say, strongly, somewhat approve, or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions each of the following, okay? So using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which is neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, okay? If you don't know or you never heard of the person or group, tell us that as well, okay? So the first person, on the list, ma'am, is Kamala Harris.
5.
A 5, okay. Brian Kemp.
4.
A 4, okay. Donald Trump.
1.
A 1, okay. Democrat in Congress.
6.
6, okay. Joe Biden.
6.
Okay. Cornel West.
I'm not really familiar with exactly what he's doing.
Okay, so you say you never heard of him or don't know?
I've heard of him, but I'm not sure exactly what his role is.
Okay, so don't know?
Sure.
Okay. Fannie Willis.
5.
5, okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. 0 to 10, ma'am.
6.
6? Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community.
I'll say 5.
5, okay. How will you describe black political power since 2020, We say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful. There's no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful.
Can you say that question again? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. How will you describe black political power since 2020? Much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference. Somewhat less powerful, much less powerful.
Somewhat more powerful.
Thank you. Okay, so we know it's a little way off, ma'am, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means you will definitely vote in 2024.
10.
Okay. Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Will you now vote for president, or are you undecided?
I would probably vote for Joe Biden again.
Okay. Now, for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues. I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
So the first on the list is gun control.
7.
A 7? Okay. Next one is environmental justice. How do you feel about that one?
Say that again.
Environmental justice.
Okay, explain what you're meaning with that one.
Okay, I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be.
No. I get that part, but when you say environmental justice, what are you meaning with, like pollution and things of that nature?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say an 8.
Okay. Crime and violence.
8.
Okay. Inflation or cost of living?
10.
10. Okay. Voting rights.
6.
6, okay. Criminal justice reform.
6.
6, thank you. Now, same thing again, but this is a little bit different, okay? I'm going to read you a list of issues. I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between.
I'm sorry. I've got to step away, so I'm not going to be able to finish the survey.
I mean, we're almost done. Just give it probably like 5 more minutes, and we're done.
I've got to go. I'm sorry.
Okay, man. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Yeah, you know, I'm not getting it.